Matt and I often find ourselves visiting the liquor store across the street from our office to restock the office fridge with beer, just in case we are having a meetup or when we've got a particularly late night of work ahead of us. And just last Wednesday happened to be one of those nights, and when we went to visit the liquor store, we were delighted, just as we always are, to see a QR code on a 12-pack of beer. But what happened is, when I took out my phone and to scan the QR code, the QR code was much too small to scan. And that's just reminded me of the amount of repetitive kind of questions we've been getting each day about how small can I print, you know, my QR code. And I think to really understand the answer to that question, you have to understand how a QR code is made and what it's comprised of. And that's you know, data. And the more data you put into your QR code, the more dense the code is, the more modules there are. So, for example, a QR code that has 140 characters in it, just as a Twitter message can hold 140 characters, a QR code with 140 characters, if you wanted people to scan that from a foot away, you'd have to be on the safe side, you'd have to reproduce that QR code at 2 to 2.5 inches, just to be able to safely have someone scan that from a foot away. So, and that's 140 characters. So you need to be thinking actively about how much data you're putting in your code, and then how far away you want people to be scanning your QR code. And then you have to kind of think from there. But, you know, we always tell people never print your QR code smaller than an inch, no matter what, because even at a closer up, you know, even 6 inches in, you know, getting smaller than 1 inch is still kind of risky. So, you know, size matters. And I think, you know, the worst thing you can do to your users is really abuse them with a tiny QR code.